This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
I like to think that the medium that Seth and I are in still has a lot of power. It's a powerful platform that we have here on radio, to the point where things like missing money, $600,000, can be unearthed through a mere bit on a radio station. And this is exactly what happened right down the hall from us earlier this week, Seth. I was talking to George and Mo and Eric of the Morning Bullpen on 100.3 The Bull. I was doing my sports hit with them this morning, and they were in there kind of chopping up a segment to do later, and I was listening. I'm going, what is this about? And I had not heard this story, and George is like, yeah, I just got done doing a hit with KHOU on TV. It's this crazy story, and it all started with our show earlier this week when the Morning Bull, the Morning Bullpen now they're called, was doing a thing called What's the Craziest Thing That You've Ever Just Found? Like, just found on the, you know, found on the ground somewhere. You know, was it a wad of cash? Was it a piece of jewelry? What's the craziest thing that you've ever, the most valuable thing you've ever stumbled upon? And they had people calling in to tell different stories about things that they had found. And then here was one of the phone calls that they received.
About 4 weeks ago, I was doing some plumbing work at the Lakewood Church. And I discovered their money in the wall that was stolen back in 2014.
Whoa. Wait, what do you mean? How much money?
They had some investigators over there, but $600,000 was stolen in 2014.
Wait, whoa. Justin, hang on.
Why are we just now hearing this story?
I was going to say, we got to hear more about this. Hang on. Can you hang on with this just 3 minutes? Got to hear about finding $600,000.
Okay, so that was him calling in. Here's the rest. He lays it out. Here's the rest of the story. This is crazy.
Tell us the story.
Yeah. So there was a loose toilet in the wall, and we removed the tile. Well, they removed the tile. Went to go remove the toilet, and I moved some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out of the wall.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, wow. So I got my flashlight shined up in there, and sure enough, I don't know, the investigation's still undergoing.
Yeah.
I really haven't called Crime Stoppers yet, but kind of waiting until it all calms down, because, I mean,
somebody stole $600,000 and probably stashed it in that wall.
Yes. Yeah, it was headlines. It was headline news, Fox 26, everything May 10th, 2014. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking up the news story.
Really?
He's exactly right. The headline, $600,000 stolen from Lakewood Church.
And you felt it when you were taken out a toilet.
Dude, how crazy is that story? $600,000.
But the crazy thing is, why did somebody leave it there for 7 years? Why is it? And so presumably, did the person who stole this die, or maybe even get killed by their crime partner or something? Why? Who stole it and then left it there for 7 years? That's what's freaking me out about it, Sean. Because you would think too, okay, whoever, if it was an inside job, this makes me feel like it probably wasn't an inside job. Because if it was an inside job, that person knows that, okay, at some point somebody's going to come along and replace a toilet or something.
Right.
And it's gonna get found out. So this was like a temporary stash until they could figure out an easier way to get it out of there. Maybe they lost their nerve or had a crisis of conscience or something.
I don't know. Here's what the news story says, that the megachurch led by Joel and Victoria Osteen wouldn't confirm how much was recovered, but they did say recent repair work is how the missing money was found, as we heard that plumber call in. Here's their statement on the discovery. Recently, while repair work was being done at Lakewood Church, an undisclosed amount of cash and checks were found. Lakewood immediately notified the HPD and is assisting them with their investigation. Lakewood has no further comment at this time. Whew, do we think something? Is there any dirty pool going on, do you think, Seth? Like, you think, like, is there some sort of thing where it gets stashed away and you report it and then you don't have to report that on your taxes? I have no idea. Like, that's where my mind goes. My mind goes to the most nefarious scenario out there. That something weird
is
going on.
I don't know what the hell's going on or why it was so. I'm like, sometimes I get more upset about people's sloppy handiwork in covering up their crime,
yeah,
or in the way they handle their stolen funds. I turn into Tony Soprano. Like, what are you doing, stashing it in a wall like that? That's not how we. It's freakish. I applaud the handyman for just going ahead, and if that was $600,000 in cash, I applaud him for turning it in. That's commendable by him. Maybe there were other people around.
Taking a little taste for himself, you know? Take a little bit for your trouble, you know?
There's got to be that moment. There's that moment where maybe you're all by yourself, you're tearing it out, and you find all that cash. You are in a church that is money that, whether you think Lakewood does a great job or you don't, you're in a church, and that's money that was tabbed for either, you know, sheltering people during a future hurricane, perhaps.
Maybe.
Or, maybe a private jet here or there, but also helping out poor people, delivering the message, all of that.
True.
So you can't steal from a church. You can't be party to stealing from a church. Even like if you find stolen money in a church, you don't want that on your conscience. But there's got to be that moment where you make that decision to do the right thing. And maybe you linger. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I wouldn't linger that long. But maybe you end up sitting there for like 2 hours with your head in your hands thinking like, oh, but wouldn't a good use of this be, you know, helping out my sister and her family?
Yeah, see, I'd probably arrive at a spot where I'd be like, yeah, I'm in a church and I just found all this money, but this is a church where they used to just play basketball in. You know, they had concerts in here. It hasn't always been a church. You know, there was a fact. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I would also be afraid of security cameras. That's in this day and age, like, there's cameras everywhere now. You couldn't take any of that money and jam it in your pockets. Big Brother's always watching, man.
I was trying to remember what happened right around May 10th, 2014. What else was going on? But there were some other notable thefts on that weekend.
Oh,
one was Xavier Suafilo. Xavier Suafilo stealing a bunch of money from the Texans by getting drafted second
in the second round
of the draft.
Yep.
CJ Fedorowicz would eventually go on to steal a bunch of money.
Yes, larceny.
Louis Nix stole a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
RIP, he passed away.
Yep, yep, yep.
Tom Savage, I'm going to say he earned his money by virtue of having to have his brain scooped up off of turf at NRG.
Against the 49ers.
Yeah, remember,
that's
he
true.
Sacrificed.
That's true. There was,
and of course, Jadeveon Clowney would eventually steal a bunch of money.
How great would it be if one of the 2014 draftees jammed their signing bonus into the wall at Lakewood Church? I'm going to put this here. You never know when the apocalypse is coming. So I'm going to put this here. And Xavier Suafilo buzzsawing the wall open after hours at Lakewood Church so he could put his signing bonus in there. All right. Texans and the Colts this week. That, by the way, kudos to 100.3 in the morning show over there, the bullpen. That's the dream thing to happen in radio. You get someone like that calling in, and now all of a sudden your show is part of a big news story. How does that happen on this show?
Good job. They were basically, the Bull is single-handedly responsible for expanding that. Well, no, I guess the money had already been found.
Yeah.
But they brought the story to
us. They brought it to light. Yep, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.